Patriots, the time has come to defend the best president in the history of the universe. You too can join the Trump Legal Defense Team. All you need is some basic legal training. First, instead of saying, "Bullshit, witch hunt," say, "An affront to the Constitution and our democratic institutions." Don't say, "It's a big fat impeach hoax." Say, "The articles of impeachment are structurally deficient." If you usually say, "Socialist Democrat scum," instead say, "House Democrats' goal was never to ascertain the truth." As much as you want to say, "Coup, coup, USA, MAGA, MAGA, MAGA." The correct legal phrasing is, "A political tool to overturn the result of the 2016 election." And of course, we never ever say, "Abuse of power." We say, "No specific violations of criminal code." See? With just a little training, you can join the Trump Legal Defense Team. Just remember, before it's official, you'll also need to appear on Fox News at least 75 times. Welcome aboard, counselors.
And onion chips, which I personally think they should use in a new ad campaign. Defending this president? That is a stub. Label. When questions began, Dershowitz launched into a sort of Freudian defense.
Every public official that I know believes that his election is in the public interest. Every president believes that. That's why it's so dangerous to try to psychoanalyze a president, to try to get into the intricacies of the human mind.
Yes, so true. Trump's mind is so intricate and hard to penetrate. It's full of complex ideas like sharks bad, boobs good, where's food?
Interesting. I'm not gonna lie. For most of the day, senators just asked questions to their own side that gave them another chance to repeat their talking points. Democrats asked, "Donald Trump is guilty, isn't he?" And Republicans asked, "What is it that makes Donald Trump so innocent and handsome?" But there was one moment. There was one moment from the trial that caught everyone's attention. And it came from Trump's attorney, Alan Dershowitz.
This afternoon, in a stunning argument, one of President Trump's top lawyers claimed any president has almost unlimited power, that his election is in the public interest, and so he said Trump cannot be impeached.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have finally arrived. First it was, there was no quid pro quo. Then it was, maybe there was a quid pro quo, but it was to help the country, not Donald Trump. And now it's like, amen, the Donald gonna do what the Donald gonna do. You little bitch asses need to shut the hell up. So just to be clear, the Trump team's argument is now that anything Trump does to get himself reelected is fine because his reelection in his mind is good for the country and then it's not impeachable. Anything. Yeah, so Trump can collude, Trump can obstruct, and it's all good. Hell, he can even lock all the Democratic candidates in a room with Eric. Yeah, just be like, at some point, one of you will eat the other, and either way, I win.
From he did nothing wrong, the call was perfect, there was no quid pro quo, to whatever he did wasn't serious enough to warrant removal, wasn't impeachable, to abuse of power isn't impeachable, to it doesn't matter what he did as long as his intentions were good. So in other words, if the president thinks his reelection is in the public interest, and what president wouldn't think that?
Right.
Then anything that he does to help himself get reelected is just fine. So the president's personal political interest in getting reelected is the same thing, is equal to the public interest. Now, Democrats say that's pretty close to a very Trumpian defense. Remember, Donald Trump says Article 2 of the Constitution lets him do whatever he wants. They say this is the same thing as saying as the president is above the law.
Okay. Aside from the shift in defense strategy, there was also yesterday a big disagreement about what constitutes campaign interference. Why did that come up so much? Why was that significant?
Well, it came up because the president was asking a foreign government to help him dig up dirt on his rival. Now,
I was listening to this in real time yesterday. As soon as I digested what he had said, I tweeted he had unimpeached Richard Nixon, who believed Nixon was truly motivated by the belief he was the best person to be president of the United States. He was a peacemaker. So he obstructed justice and abused powers to enhance his own power. And that was his motive. It wasn't financial. It wasn't ego gratification. He thought he was a peacemaker.
Does seem...
gave us the crazy theory quid pro quo isn't impeachable. Today he rolled out his sequel. It might be good. So let me get this straight. He's saying that if a politician believes their reelection is in the public interest, and he just said all politicians believe that, it naturally follows that anything they do to get reelected is fine. That seems like a crazy, corrupt argument. I mean, no one has ever argued that quid pro quo isn't illegal.
When the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I stand corrected. I stand corrected. Whoa. Whoa. By yet another dick.
Thank you.
Why didn't you call the police and have them arrested? Isn't that just a cover-up of another kind?
Well, maybe I should have done that. Maybe I should have just called the feds into my office and said, hey, there's the two men. Haul them down to the dock, fingerprint them, and then throw them in the can. I'm not made that way. These men, Haldeman, Ehrlichman, I knew their families. I knew them since they were just kids. Oh, yeah, but you know, politically, the pressure on me to let them go, that became overwhelming. So I did it. I cut off one arm, then I cut off the other, and I'm not a good butcher. And I have always maintained what they were doing, what we were all doing, was not criminal. Look, when you're in office, you gotta do a lot of things sometimes that are not always, in the strictest sense of the law, legal. But you do them because they're in the greater interests of the nation.
Right, wait, just so I understand correctly, are you really saying that in certain situations, the president can decide whether it's in the best interests of the nation and then do something illegal?
I'm saying that when the president does it, that means it's not illegal.
That means that it is not illegal.
I stand corrected. I stand corrected. Now, sifting through the logical turd Dershowitz just pinched out in the Senate well there. It's hard to find the largest corn kernel of logical fallacy. But I think RDS, it's this. His justification why any quid pro quo with a foreign government to manipulate our elections would be fine. Why is that again, Alan?
Your election is in the public interest.
No, it's not. Only the public gets to decide what's in the public interest, not the politician. It's we the people, not you the douchebag. That's why. That's why on election day you don't see a politician wearing a sticker that says, you voted, trust me.
I digested what he had said. I tweeted he had unimpeached Richard Nixon.
President's lawyers said it's not campaign interference if there's credible information about wrongdoing to be brought to light, even information from overseas. Adam Schiff, who has led the House managers, said that's not a policy, that's corruption.
Think some quid pro quo might be possibly bad.
It would be a much harder case if a hypothetical president of the United States said to a hypothetical leader of a foreign country, unless you build a hotel with my name on it, and unless you give me $1 million kickback, I will withhold the funds.
Slow down, Dersh. These are great ideas. Eric, start taking notes. What was that again? Now, he continued with his blueprint for a banana republic.
The complex middle case is, I want to be elected. I think I'm a great president. I think I'm the greatest president there ever was. And if I'm not elected, the national interest will suffer greatly. That cannot be an impeachable offense.
That cannot be an impeachable offense? You can do anything if you believe in yourself? What sort of inspirational posters are hanging in Dershowitz's office? Confidence. When you believe you can fly, you're always above the law.
You argue when you're dealing with someone who is in charge of classification, the President of the United States,
who discloses things to Russians.
Speaking of rot, we've talked about how the Democrats are in this weird position of celebrating Bolton and Romney. Mm-hmm. What about this? How about a guy who is exposed for being part of the Epstein scandal, who admits he was at the house where these massages were going on, sworn testimony that he was there when underage girls were there, and he admits, well, I was there, and yeah, I had a massage, but it was an adult woman, and I kept my underwear on.
Who might you be talking about, Claire?
Imagine him being the guy that the Republican Party is saying, well, he's the guy we're going with.
Hey, Republican senators, are you worried about bombshell evidence and problem witnesses? Don't be. You're in the Grand Ole Adaptable Party. Sure, you took a boring oath to uphold and defend the something or other, but now protecting your president is job one. Like you said, there was no quid pro quo. And when there was, that's okay, because the president only withheld a meeting in the Oval Office, not vital military aid. That would have been wrong. Okay, so he did withhold military aid. That's just secondhand information by people out to get him, not close advisors. Oh, wait, it's firsthand? Don't worry. The president was definitely not directly involved. Oh, so he was directly involved. Well, what he did wasn't illegal. It was illegal. So what? This is also boring. The American people don't care about boring things, remember? Plus, the president has never even met Donald Trump. Okay, so he may have watched him on TV or inhabited his body for 73 years. But is this all the Democrats have got? Your Grand Ole Adaptable Party, upholding and defending the President of America first, so help you God.
Yesterday, you know, say, well, Dershowitz says, in the old days, a guy like that would not be given the well of the Senate. It would be outrageous for the Republican Party to look to him to save their bacon. And so Mr. Underwear is now spewing phony legal theories on the floor of the United States Senate, and that's what these guys are going to hang their hat on. It's outrageous.
So what would make a quid pro quo illegal, Alan Dershowitz?
The only thing that would make a quid pro quo unlawful is if the quo were in some way illegal.
So, the only way it would be illegal is if it's illegal. Your logic is like a snake eating its own tail or a head eating its own ass, because I'm pretty sure you pulled that argument right out of the old Dershy Highway.
Nobody ever mentions Article 2.
More importantly, Article 2 allows me to do whatever I want. Article 2 would have allowed me to fire him.
So it sounds
but
like
I wasn't going to fire. You know why? Because I watched Richard Nixon go around firing everybody, and that didn't work out too well. So very simply, Article 2 would allow me to do.
I could have done anything I wanted. I don't even bring it up because we don't even get there.
Absolutely, I have Article 2.
It gives me all of these rights at a level that nobody has ever seen before. We don't even talk about Article 2.
Sure, so abuse of power is a crime. There are people around the country who have been convicted of it recently. It's a crime that's existed since this country was founded, and it's a criminal offense. To equate it with maladministration, as my colleague Professor Dershowitz does, is the equivalent of saying that criminal corruption is the same thing as getting a bad performance evaluation. Maladministration is just an 18th century term for doing a bad thing at your job, for, you know, not filing papers correctly. And I think he's right that a president shouldn't be impeached for getting a bad performance evaluation. But to equate that with criminal corruption, that's a joke.
What do you mean abuse of power is a crime? You said there are examples. What do you mean?
So abuse of power is a common law crime, similar to burglary, murder, robbery, larceny, arson. All of these crimes, when originally prosecuted in this country, weren't necessarily written down in statute books, but they developed over the course of history through judicial opinions, through legal treatises. And so there's one example of a treatise that I cite in the Law Review article from the 1840s, in which the leading scholar of criminal law in this country, Francis Wharton, includes an example of a bunch of common law crimes, including extortion, bribery, and what he called misconduct in office. And so misconduct in office, or abuse of power, is simply using your official position, using the offices of your position corruptly or wickedly for your own ends. And so examples of that include taking a bribe in order to use your official powers to do something to help your own benefit.
I could have done anything I wanted.
Something illegal.
I'm saying that when the president does it, that means it's not illegal.
I'm sorry.
That's what I believe.
Calling all red-blooded MAGA patriots. The time has come to defend the best president in the history of the universe. You too can join the Trump legal defense team. All you need is some basic legal training.
Because we don't even get there.
I ask you about that bribery question. You know, the House managers didn't include the word bribery in Article 1. Do you think that was a mistake? Do you think that would have gotten rid of a lot of this confusion? Because essentially the charge is that the president engaged in a bribery scheme with the president of Ukraine. Do you think some of this confusion could have been cleared up if they'd simply just called it bribery, because that's explicitly mentioned in the Constitution?
Perhaps, but I think it's a mistake to focus on the title of the charges, because what they have charged the president with doing is using his official position, using the offices of the, or using the powers of the presidency to help his own reelection.
Absolutely, I have Article 2.
It gives me all of these rights.
First, instead of saying bullshit witch hunt, say an affront to the Constitution and our democratic institutions.
Thank you.
smarter than me.
Nobody knows more about taxes than I do and income than I do.
Nobody knows more about construction than I do.
Nobody knows more about campaign finance than I do.
Nobody knows consultants better than me.
I know more about drones than anybody.
Nobody knows much more about technology, this type of technology, certainly, than I do.
Nobody knows more about technology than me.
I know more about technology than anybody.
Nobody in the history of this country has ever known so much about infrastructure as Donald Trump.
I know the H-1B. I know the H-2B. Nobody knows it better than me.
I know more about ISIS than the generals, the police.
Nobody understands the press, but I think I understand it as well as anybody.
I mean, I know these people much better than you do.
I understand things. I comprehend very well.
This is Dr. Furious, WCOM LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carborough. Thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. I'm in here with DJ Eddie Abbey. It's part of Micropower local community-based radio work. We do here is our part in helping create a massive blast of truth and beats that we can send in the right direction. If you are enjoying what you're hearing, you can see all kinds of cool old history where we've targeted the biggest and the worst bullies out there. Go to www.furiousg.blogspot.com and you will see many different examples of times where we've cranked the beats, had fun, and also targeted people like the president who just got impeached. And it's been really interesting. We've been covering, of course, spotlighting this whole Trumpocalypse for the 100 days before he was even elected, or even actually as far back as 2015 we were talking about the potential problems that might arise, and we are now hopefully in the final death throes of that administration. Even if not now, it's hopefully, as far as in the opinion of Dr. Furious, probably going to be hopefully ending relatively soon. What else have we been talking about here at WCOM Land, Micropower Furious Radio? Oh yeah, this is the Furious George Show. So, listener discretion is advised. The show may be offensive to some members who are locked into Fox News. So, hopefully that listening audience can snap out of it, because you're now listening to this. You might happen to be cranking out some beats in some other places other than downtown Chapel Hill, Carborough, North Carolina, however you happen to find this show. Thanks for listening to it. You might have found it at WCOMFM.org. Maybe A Info's Radio Project, maybe a number of, I don't know, a handful of other local low-power FM stations across the country. We've been doing the Furious George Show for over 22 years, myself and support from DJ Charlie Char, Ace Master A, Sister Cairo, and longtime underwriters and supporters, most of which DJ Cat Divine and other folks who have helped this show go for so long. Yeah, we do it every Thursday night from 10 o'clock into who knows how long. In fact, there's so much fun new stuff to talk about. Crazy whirlwind of insanity. Politically speaking, revolutionary whirlwinds those are. We also have crazy cool new music. Had some brand new Caribou that was requested and you can't find in the stores. Thanks to Tara Bird and some other folks who helped hook us up with some cool new music tonight. We've got some of that and some other old school stuff. Daedalus in the background. And we'll also try to bring in some fun, hilarious clips so that you, you know, can have fun in this crazy experience that we happen to be calling the Furious Show. So, keep doing what you're doing. I'll do that too. And if you want to help support the station, go to WCOMFM.org. We're going to keep rocking out here and maybe spotlighting a little bit more of the crazy echoes of history. I guess what they say, it doesn't repeat. Twain said it definitely rhymes. Well, Dershowitz saying that the president can't break the law because he's the president is rhymes with some Nixonian times. Thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. Let's get back into it. I'm furious.
to Professor Dershowitz talk about how, and so long as a president is acting in the national interest, or he thinks he's acting in the national interest, then it's impossible to say that the president is acting corruptly. And I just have to emphasize that that is such an irresponsible argument, because think of what that would mean. That would mean that if a president were to order the military to start rounding up black people because he's afraid of they're going to vote for a Democrat in the next election, then so long as the president is motivated by the national interest, so long as the president is motivated to get reelected, then that's fine. Then the president isn't corrupt. That can't be right. Or so long as the president takes a bribe, if the bribe is to use his official positions to assassinate a senator, then so long as the president is doing that because he thinks the senator's voting record is out of the national interest, that's okay.
At a level that nobody has ever seen before. We don't even talk about Article 2. So, they rule.
But I wasn't going to fire. You know why? Because I watched Richard Nixon go around firing everybody, and that didn't work out too well.
That once again, this president has an insane number of people who are secretly recording him. Like, this is not normal. Do you know how many people have secretly recorded Trump now? Lawyers, aides, henchmen. Basically, everyone Trump trusts with his secrets is wearing a wire. At this point, we have enough tapes to produce an album, which is exactly what we did.
Are you ready to hear President Trump unfiltered, uncensored, and unaware that he's being recorded? Introducing, now that's what I call Trump being secretly recorded. The president put his trust in a few select people, and they've been taping his ass the whole time. You'll hear recordings from Lev Parnas.
Take a round, okay?
Excellent.
Do it.
Michael Cohen.
Give me a cup, please.
And this classic call with Omarosa when he pretended he didn't know she got fired.
Omarosa, what's going on? I just saw on the news that you're thinking about leaving. What happened?
We've selected the best from over 500,000 hours of audio from places like the Access Hollywood tape.
Grab him by the...
Take advantage now because we will never have a president this gullible again.
This is all sort of like off the record, right?
Not anymore. And if you call in the next 5 minutes, we'll add this bonus DVD. Now that's what I call the president sniffing. Awesome! Call now.
So this is just another example of the evolution of the president's legal team arguments. Democrats would call it a devolution.
So very simply, Article 2 would allow me to do.
I could have done anything I wanted.
We'll be right back.
judges, not just two presidents, Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton. In every single one of those 15 impeachment trials, there have been witnesses. At the Bill Clinton impeachment trial, in which Mitch McConnell was involved, there were three witnesses, Monica Lewinsky, Sidney Blumenthal, and Vernon Jordan. The idea that you can have a trial without any witnesses, I think, is absurd. I think even the average American, even a Republican, would accept that that premise is absurd, the idea that you have a trial but there are no witnesses. The idea that you have a trial in which the jurors, because that's what the Republican senators are going on the record saying, we're coordinating with the White House, we have no interest in being fair or impartial, as Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham have said. That would not happen in any other trial. So this whole trial has been a farce since day one. You mentioned Jay Sekulow. He's been lying to us since day one, lying about the entire process. Multiple factually inaccurate statements put forward and fact-checked in real time by the Trump legal team. And now you have this John Bolton revelation, which is hugely ironic because we've always known that John Bolton wanted regime change around the world. I just didn't realize he wanted regime change in Washington, D.C. And he's come out with this book that's, you know, it's going to come out in a few weeks. The New York Times got hold of an unpublished manuscript in which he basically says, the president told me, hold back military aid until we get these investigations into the Bidens from the Ukrainian.
But I realize no one else shares that view.
So, in that case, will you accept then, to clear the air once and for all, that you were part of a cover-up and that you did break the law?
Almost anybody.
And by the way, who knew the other side of the picture better than me? I knew it.
Nobody knows more about environmental impact statements than me.
And I think I know more about the environment than most people.
I know a lot about wind. I know a lot about wind.
You know, I know windmills very much. I've studied it better than anybody.
I understand the power of Facebook. Maybe better than almost anybody.
I know more about renewables than any human being on Earth.
Nobody knows more about polls than me.
I know more about courts than any human being on Earth.
I understand healthcare now. Especially very well. A lot of people don't understand it.
I know the angles. I know every angle.
I know more about steelworkers than anybody that's ever run for office.
I know more about golf than Obama knows.
And, you know, in the case of Turkey and the Kurds, I could go into a whole story because I understand it, I think, better than most.
And
I know all about it. I've known about it for a long time.
Executive power that says a sitting president can take any action to boost his re-election chances if he feels his re-election is in the public interest. If you could start off by weighing in on that,
Okay, so Amy, thanks. It's great to be on your show. With respect to what you were saying about Professor Dershowitz, you called it a claim by Professor Dershowitz. I think the technical legal word is a joke. That is, nobody, no responsible constitutional scholar in two centuries agrees with Dershowitz. And you can't like chalk them all up as biased politically or something like that. You can go back decades. You'll never find a serious scholar saying anything like what he said yesterday. And that's for a very simple reason. Impeachment is the people's check against an abusive president. It was laced into our Constitution by our founders. And the idea that a president can simply say, oh, I think my reelection is in the national interest, therefore I can do whatever I want, is stupid. I mean, it's just a ridiculous argument. It would mean, for example, that President Nixon, when ordering the Watergate break-in of the DNC headquarters, didn't commit an impeachable offense. It would mean that a president could use the army to go threaten Democrats who voted for Democratic candidates instead of voting for him. It could even mean that the president could shoot his opponent and say, hey, you know, my reelection is in the national interest, so I can do whatever I want. This is not even good. This is not even bad constitutional lawyering. It's atrocious constitutional lawyering. And I'd say one more point about this. This lawyer, Dershowitz, is hired by the president. So he's going out there and advocating what the president wants him to advocate. And any president who has these views has to be removed. I mean, that is the definition of why you have impeachment in there, because he doesn't believe in the rule of law. He thinks that he's above it as long as his motivations for reelection are pure and he's in the national interest. And our founders, the whole idea, you go back to the Federalist Papers, Federalist 51, men aren't angels. That's why government is necessary. That's why the double security of checks and balances is necessary, Madison says. All of that is being destroyed in this moment by the president's arguments.
In his own impeachment trial, you know that that means that the Senate cannot serve as the check and balance that the founders designed it to serve.
Barbarossa, what's going on? I just saw on the news that you're thinking about leaving. What happened?
We've selected the best from over 500,000 hours of audio from places like the Access Hollywood Tape.
You know the subject better than anybody?
I know.
This guy talks about, I know, Scranton, I know that. Well, I know the places better.
Nobody knows more about banks than I do.
If the bribe is to use his official positions to assassinate a senator, then so long as the president is doing that because he thinks the senator's voting record is out of the national interest, that's okay?
I don't even bring it up because we don't even get there. Absolutely, I have Article 2.
It gives me all of these rights.
I have the right to do whatever I want as president. But I don't even talk about that.
We'll be right back.
grab him by the...
Take advantage now, because we will never have a president this gullible again.
Nobody knows more about trade than me.
Well, obviously he doesn't know about nuclear weapons. I know more about nuclear weapons than he'll ever know.
It's a thing called Article 2.
This is all sort of like off the record, right?
WCOM LPFM Chapel Hill Carborough 103.5 LPFM Radio, Micropower Radio at the top of the hour here late in the late night on Thursday night. I'm Dr. Furious, the Furious George Show. You can learn more about it at furiousg.blogspot.com. The show may be offensive to some members in our listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. You can give us a call here at any time at 919-246-9639 or email furiousgeorgeshow@gmail.com, or just keep doing what you're doing, helping support Micropower Radio however you can. Or if you're just flipping through the dials and you just happen to get caught up on this one, just hang out a little bit. We're gonna have some more fun tonight. Cool, crazy new underground beats, old school, new school stuff, and of course throw our spear into the eye of the Cyclops. Thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. I'm furious! We'll be right back.